JD Talking Sports. It is Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. The tree was lit tonight. Matt Lauer no longer at NBC. Eli Manning, still not the quarterback. How about this for the Giants? Talk to Rock today. First African-American quarterback ever to start for the New York Giants this Sunday, December 3rd, 2017. 2017, the Giants have their first African-American quarterback ever to start for their team in 2017. Wow, Giants, you really, you know, stepped up to the plate with this one. And Mara had some stuff to say today, saying it was his decision, but he kind of thought that Eli was going to play the first half and go out quietly to the sunset, and that didn't go well there. Somebody put up a billboard, shame on the Giants. This is turning into a shit show, as well it should. Not handled well. I know they got to think about the team, the future. I read Peter King saying, hey, you know, eventually this was going to have to happen. Could have happened a little cleaner, a little better. Something could have been done. This is a PR nightmare for them. We'll see how this turns out. Matt Lauer's going to have a lot of free time on his hand, isn't he? I never liked him. Am I shocked by this? Charlie Rose stunned. Matt Lauer, what took you so long? And Garrison Keillor, who knew? I'll tell you, every day somebody's fucking up. Watch your back. One of us might be next. I'm not trying to laugh. I'm just saying. I mean, man, it's every day. It feels like somebody. Every day I read about a teacher having sex with a student in a high school. And every day I hear about a guy getting charged with sexual harassing or inappropriate behavior to women, which seems to happen every day anyway. I see it all over the city. Guys honking their cars, honking their horns at cars and everything. But I digress. And then Porzingis today twisted his ankle. Bad, bad ankle twist. And, you know, they made it sound like it was going to be terrible. X-ray came back negative. I just was watching the game. They said that he could play. He won't. They have 3 days off. They're up by 26. Gumbo Chef, that's for you. Also, Gumbo Chef, thank you. I thought it was anathema. I did not pronounce it correctly. And Sabrina says I should take up knitting because it's very zen, but I think I'm going to stay away from that. I don't think it's my cup of tea. Yeah, it's not anathema. I thought it was, it's anathema. It's anathema. So thank you, Gumbo Chef. Thank you very much for that. And I was talking to one of my friends today. He said, Colin Kaepernick was on the Giants now. You think there would be snipers on the MetLife roof? Colin drops back for his first pass, and he's down. Wait a minute. No, nobody hit him. He's just down. And we were talking because I remember there was a skit by Chris Rock of an African-American president at his inauguration. He's running back and forth on the podium, avoiding the snipers. It's not funny, but what I was trying to get the point was across is that, you know, if the first, it would have been awesome that the first African-American quarterback for the Giants could have been Colin Kaepernick. But, you know, it wasn't supposed to happen because no one thought that they were ever going to bench Eli. But it's just interesting that the first African-American quarterback for the New York Giants, and it'd be a trivia question one day, will be Geno Smith. And I don't know if that name's really going to resonate 50 years from now. And he did say that his teammates were pumped and clapping and everything for him. I got to go with delusional on that front. I don't think the team was like, yeah, we got Geno in there now, 12 and 18 as a starter. He, dominated the games when he was with the Jets. And what was this? I was listening to Bomani Jones today, and they said, well, what if he throws 4 or 5 touchdown passes? They said, what kind of games does he have to have? I don't think it matters whatever he does. It's not going to be good enough. But thank God it's on the road and not home. And what, I've read something today. Conor McGregor got into punched Irish mafia guy's father, and they said that they won't kill him if he gives him like $1 million in American dollars. And now Dana White doesn't think he's going to ever fight again. You know what? I'm like, dude, you know what? Is it a slow bit? Is it slow? Dana White, do you need, you know, because, you know, there is no stars out there right now. Next big fight, I think, is Holly Holm versus Cyborg. That's the next big fight. But there's no male UFC fighters that we're getting Jones for. And that was Conor McGregor. You had Rousey, and she was big, Ronda Rousey, and then she lost. And you know, it's hard to find that big name. I think Anthony Joshua is going to be a big name for boxing, but UFC right now, they're going through a little bit of a rough patch. And Tom Rock from News Today says it was John Mara's idea, but not his ideal. A few weeks ago, we initiated a conversation with GM Jerry Reese, you know, if the team should start taking a look at other quarterbacks on the roster. Was Mara approved the plan? Good for him. To keep Eli as a starter while keeping, you know, a keen eye out for opportunities to get, you know, who says keen anymore? To get Geno and Davis Webb in a game. How about just Davis Webb? I don't think we need to need Geno Smith in game action. He said it was he who thought it was the best way for the franchise to start looking forward toward the future without causing too much of a disruption in an already turbulent... Yeah, okay. And then Manning said no, you know. And they said the first time he probably balked in his career. He didn't want to just be the starter. He still wanted to be the closer too. And Mara said it was not the way we hoped it would turn out. No shit. I was hoping he would continue to play and then we'd work out what point the other quarterback got in the game. It just didn't work out the way. No shit. When he heard that he passed, he did pause and consider whether Giants should go ahead with the change. And he decided, went with his gut and said, yeah, let's do this. And he said, what I did not expect, this is my fault, and I was probably naive. Yeah, I did not expect Eli to react by saying, go ahead and start the other guys. But that took me by surprise a little bit. Yeah, I was hoping it would turn it just a little differently. How about a lot differently? But he didn't want to do it that way, and I understand that. I respect him so much. I'm not going to argue with him. And his outline of the transfer plan differed from Ben McAdoo and the one Manning said was presented in Monday. Mara said he did not want there to be a definitive point in the game when a change would be made from Manning to backup. And McAdoo said it was the changes at halftime. You know, was it presented the way Ben thought it ought to be presented? Could we have done it differently? I guess we could argue that we could have, yeah. He seemed unimpressed by the way McAdoo handled the messaging of the announcement, too, so I don't think that's necessarily his strength. I don't think he has a lot of strength, Ben McAdoo. Ben McAdoo. And backtracked a bit in a statement from a few weeks ago that he would assess the coach's future at the end of the season. Asked Wednesday if McAdoo's job is safe for the rest of the season, there are no guarantees in life. We're 2-9. I'm embarrassed about that. Nobody's doing a good job. And Mara was in the building Tuesday when all the drama went down. He said he regretted being at league meetings instead of at the practice facility. He admitted he was shocked by the level of vitriol and disgusting of the franchise by fans and former players who were upset over the decision. I expected there to be an emotional reaction from fans. Even his daughter wasn't happy with it. I would say it's been a little in excess of what I expected, but given what he has meant to our franchise and to so many people for so long, it's understandable. And he had an emotional meeting with Manning in his office Wednesday. So when you see him get that emotional, it's tough. To a lot of players, it's just another team, another franchise. But to him, it meant something to be a New York Giant. That's what makes this so much tougher. He said he did not tell Manning at Wednesday meeting that he wants him to be a Giant for life, a sentiment both men have expressed in the past, but I think he knows that. And if Manning insists on moving on this offseason by waiving his no-trade clause, Mara said the Giants would consider it out of respect to him. There's no completely clean way to handle this. Yeah. Big time. Big freaking time. Big. Ryan has to be ecstatic. They're 24 at the end of three. I told them FDU loses St. Peter's today. What, 77-53? He said, sounds about right. I like that. Sounds about right. Yeah. Sounds about right. Luke May, man. You know, I was watching the game. Luke May had to pay his own way his first year. Had a walk-on at UNC, and now fifth most points in the first five games of a season. Just did a reverse layup. They're blowing out Michigan. I think remember that game, the Chris Webber game? National. And I'll tell you, back then, I was not a Carolina fan. Before I went to Carolina, I never really rooted for them. I mean, I liked Jordan or whatever, but I was never really a Carolina fan. I was kind of like, I hated Duke. I was more of a UNLV fan. Syracuse, Big East. Then I went to Carolina. And I was indoctrinated, and I didn't look back. I just kept going. Anathema. I like that I got that right, yeah. Yeah, I had a couple things. Carl Banks, man. He wrote, fucked up. I am very emotional about this Eli stuff. The guy who gave you everything for better or worse, never missing a game. And this is how it ends, not 10. He deserves better. He gave his all when better wasn't there for him. And this is how it ends. It hurt. I hurt for him. And Deion Sanders said, there's a thing called professionalism in our game and respect in our game. This has to be the most disrespectful act I've seen in the NFL from ownership to a player in quite some time. GM, head coach, whoever's responsible, somebody, find out because they have to go. And Warner, I think you always have to keep an open mind, even if it's not the same regime. He will do the right thing, but that's going to be hard for him to look to these guys in the eyes after they told him you're sitting on the bench. To me, it's a bit of a slap in the face from that perspective. Like I said, he'll do the right thing, and I hope his career there is not over and he gets to write the final chapter, but just disappointed in how this played out. Problem in football, that doesn't happen. They don't get to write their final chapter. It's written for them. Kind of sucks. And Coughlin said, surprise is not the word. My sentiments are totally with Eli Manning. I haven't followed the Giants. I know it's a disappointing year, but my thoughts are strictly with Eli. I was very upset when I heard that. Justin Tuck, I'm honestly at a loss for words. This decision is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my time being associated with pro sports. Sean O'Hara said, Giants fans love to talk about Giants pride. This is not something that you think of when you think about the Giants organization and how they would treat somebody like Eli. Ben McAdoo wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for Eli. Exactly. Eli is the one that vouched for him when they ushered Tom Coughlin out the door. Jerry Reese wouldn't have a job or two rings if it wasn't for Eli and what he did in those Super Bowls. This feels like a punch right to the stomach. I've been sick. I've been angry. And that's the thing. Francesa, if you get a chance, he is 8 minutes of pure ecstasy. I mean, he goes off and he says, you're talking about the best quarterback in Giants franchise history. And nobody's, you know, Ray Hanley, do you think about him ever? No. Well, that's the same way you're going to think about Ben McAdoo. Ben McAdoo, poof, and he's gone. I love that stat from yesterday. Now, this is from an offensive guy they brought in. The offensive guru have been held to fewer than 30 points in each of the last 27 games, which is the entire tenure of coach Ben McAdoo. And the only teams have longer active streaks are the Bears and the Browns. And last 27 games. Well, right now they're 4-44 the last 48 games. So let's do the Browns and the Bears suck. That's not good company, man. That's not good company at all. Unbelievable. I mean, just leaves you speechless, man. Renders you speechless. Just shit show. A total shit show. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, Geno Smith. Eli Smith has done a bunch of things for this organization that can never be forgotten. Okay. And I keep thinking, what if something happens to freaking Geno, and then they got to put Eli back in? Kind of like they bench Taylor, and not the same thing, but they bench Tyrod Taylor. They put in Peterman. Peterman sucked so much in the first half, they got to put Taylor back in, and Taylor goes back in. And I'm shocked about this. Herm Edwards is now going to be, if it gets approved by the board, he's going to be the Arizona State football coach. Lovie Smith didn't work out well for him. Herm Edwards, why would you leave what you would, I guess he's, I'm kind of shocked about that. He's not a young man. And Crabtree and Tlaib, one game suspensions now. Yeah, Dana White, he's just not ready. You know what? You got a lot of things not running. And Dan Mullen, you know, I love about this college football. First of all, all the guys that Dan Mullen recruited, now he's poaching Mississippi State recruits from their 15th-ranked 2018 class, which you knew was going to happen. Now, Clemson, number one. Auburn, number two. Oklahoma, Wisconsin, 3-4. I think Wisconsin, I just don't see. I don't think they're strong four. And I think Auburn, you know, they're Carry on, the running back is out. Shoulder injury. I don't know if he's playing. They're banged up. I'm curious how that's going to pay me. All right. Carolina won 86-71. Luke May, freaking 27 points. What a game. Man, he is playing awesome. Freaking awesome. Joel Berry at 17. Nice going. And it's good bounce back after that terrible loss to freaking to Michigan State on Sunday night. And Isaiah Thomas can return, hoping he can return mid-December. And freaking LeBron got his first technical ejection last night. And then he went in and liked an OBJ picture on Instagram. And then Enes Kanter put down a tweet. He's trolling LeBron saying, Mr. Cleveland, the king of Cleveland, for the ref who said that he was yelled at. And they were blowing him out in the game. So Skip Bayless said, he's he was pissed because he couldn't pat his statistics. He said it was the fourth quarter. It was only the third. Skip Bayless, to me, should be kissing the ground he walks on that he has a fucking career. That guy sucks. I opinionated, unsubstantiated, just talking out of his ass all the time. Troy Aikman hates his guts. He has spread shit about everybody that karma could come back as a bitch to him because he's terrible. I'm amazed he has a fucking career. Yeah, sucks. Yeah, how do I really feel, JD? Yeah, I don't like him at all. All right, so yeah. And Alabama's number 5. Yeah, Georgia's 6 this week. I think Miami's 7. Yeah, I'm curious how that's going to... Yeah, I think they're overrated. And I think Ohio State, they're 8th. I don't know if they can go from 8th to 4th, but, you know, anything's possible. Sooners are going to face TCU. TCU's number 11. And Pac-12, they're non-existent. They're playing Friday night. Doesn't even matter. I guess we'll see what happens. You know, I don't know. Penn State's number 9. They lost their offensive coordinator to Mississippi State. USC's 10. Stanford's 12. Yeah. And then we got Washington 13. And Cougars now 18 from... Cougars went from... Yeah. Now number 18. I think they were 14-18, but that doesn't matter. So, yeah, I guess we're going to see what's going to happen. UCF is number 14. They have to beat... They have to be number 20 Memphis. And Scott Frost, I think, is gone. I think he's gone. And there is a great freaking article on SI. Now, they have a player who at 4 years old had his hand amputated. Linebacker Shaquem Griffin, his brother Shaquille, is a rookie on the Seahawks. Well, Shaquem, they're twins. And in the womb, the umbilical cord wrapped around his hands, and I think they wanted to go in to take surgery, but they're afraid if they moved it, it could go around one of the kids' throats and end up, causing serious damage. So they knew they were going to have a child with a deformed hand. He came out, and the story talks about when he was 4, he's screaming because the hand always hurt, and he wanted to take a knife and cut the hand off. So he ends up getting the hand. They said we can do the operation to amputate the hand, the fingers. But they were going to, next month, she goes, tomorrow. And then she dropped him off. He was a very active kid, and he had a bandage on. And she said, well, you have to be careful. You know, you can't do anything. She came back. His hand was all bloody, and he had been playing football. And he was just so happy. And he did everything before his twin brother. Climbed trees, tied his shoes. He wanted to play running back with one hand, and even played a college game where he broke his hand, and he still played. He said, well, I'm used to playing with only one hand. What's the difference? And now they think he's going to get drafted. And his father... made a contraption for him in high school so he could lift weights and everything. And they gave him a prosthetic where in college he did his first pull-up ever. Just amazing. Amazing. I showed it to Gumbo Chef. He was like, best. It was a great story. If you don't, it was in last week's Julio Jones on the cover. Get a chance to read it. It is a fantastic freaking story. I highly recommend it. Yeah, really cool. Yeah, guy's a beast. Guy's a beast. And Notre Dame fell from 8 to 15. I mean, none of those really matter, but, you know, I mean, and how about this? Tennessee offered Gundy 6 years, $42 million. And I keep hearing T. Martin they should bring back again because everybody's passed on it. They want that, and went after Brown for Purdue. They want the guy from NC State Donner? And nobody thinks he's a good fit for them. So they said, right now they don't have anybody. And actually, Lane Kiffin put a picture up that they offered it to the North Korean, whatever. I always pronounce his name wrong. They offered him the job, Tennessee job, and he turned it down. Which I'm like, you know, Lane Kiffin, you know what? you have it good right now, but man, you just, it's funny, but it's not funny. You know, it's like, you know, you're kind of a dick. I think he likes being a dick. Yeah, they're talking about, first time in his 15-year career. And he still had a monster game. At 21 points, LeBron last night, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 steals in 28 minutes. And according to Basketball Reference, I love these stats that nobody gives a shit about. No players posted 21 points, 12 boards, 6 dimes, and 5 steals in a game this season, much less in 28 minutes prior to James' performance Tuesday. And they're on a 9-game winning streak, 14-7 now. And then he liked a picture from OBJ. It was a picture of LeBron. Good for him that he can get on there. And his candor loves busting on him. Yeah, Giants. Giants, Giants, Giants. Ugly, ugly, ugly. Yeah, I love Carl. You know, I'm glad. And Carl Banks works for the Giants, man. I'm glad that he was like, this is bullshit. You know, I'm not happy about it. Yeah, you know, I'm glad they're playing the games. It's going to be good to get those games Sunday. We'll see what happens with them. Isn't this crazy? So 49 years ago, the first African-American quarterback, Marlon Briscoe, played for the Broncos, and it took 49 fucking years for them to get. That's kind of scary. That's my whole life. That's how long it took the Giants to get a black African-American starting quarterback, black quarterback. Can you believe that? It's kind of bullshit. Yeah, Plaxico Burress said, damn, Bench Eli, man, showed up every week for 14 years. And O.C. Omanyoro said, Eli deserves much better than that. Much better. Class person, class player. That's absurd. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think they're all stunned. Phil Sims, Eli Manning can stand tall and proud and with the rest of his life. For all he has been to the Giants, fans will never forget him. Giants pride. Yeah. Hey, look, New England last year first had the first Jacoby Brissett, first African-American quarterback to start for them last year. So New England took forever. Well, you know what? Red Sox took forever, too. But I'm not comparing that. I just think it's kind of interesting how the Patriots and Giants took forever to get a black quarterback to start. And this could be the worst finish, they said, for the Giants since 4-12 in 2003. And that was the year they gave the Giants the number four pick in the draft, of which after a trade with the Chargers, Landon and Manning. So, hey, I guess we'll see how this turns out this time around. You can't believe that. Yeah, they're saying we go to Denver. Yeah, he could go to Arizona. Yeah. Yeah, interesting what I read. Yeah, it has been an organizational philosophy to care for and honor their most significant contributors. On Tuesday, they seem to miss the mark there. That's for sure. And they said Geno Smith better keep his alarm set. Last time he went out west when he was a Jet, they played San Diego. He missed the team meeting the night before. He forgot to set the time. Yeah, they said this time he better. He arrived 5 minutes after the meeting had ended. Yeah, well, better set it this time there, big guy. Don't want to have that same mistake, huh? Don't want that to happen. Bad things happen if you miss. Yeah, I just can't believe Geno Smith. Geno's come in and done everything we've asked him to, of course. Yeah. Anything can happen. No one's job is 100% secure. Smith said it's a business and every man has to do what it takes to feed his family. Okay. Smith said guys were fired up, giving him hugs and handshakes after he was announced as a starter, knowing what he's been through in his NFL career. Yeah, Yeah? Fired up? Yeah. And Webb said, best teammate I've ever had in my life. He said the way Eli handled himself, the way he handled himself in front of his teammates, myself and Geno included, he was first class. Yes, he is. You could all learn from him. And Kate Mara, niece of Giants co-owner John Mara, had a broken heart and a blue heart. Not happy. I'm sorry, I thought that was daughter. Brandon Jacobs says, Eli Manning's always going to be my quarterback, two-time Super Bowl MVP. You can't make that shit up, bro. Phil Sims, yeah. I don't want to get into the question of why I wouldn't do that out of respect to Eli Manning. It's not even personal to me, but it's very sad. It's amazing that it hits you that way. You know, that's what I keep saying. What, for all that he's done, for all the people that are not involved in football like I am, I can't imagine what it feels like to them. As an ex-player, it's a pretty sad day in Giant history. No player ever thinks of the end, and not everybody gets to ride out like John Elway, Ray Lewis, Peyton Manning. I'm not saying LA won't, Eli won't, because I do believe we'll see him again. But yeah, you know, that's a football, man. It's a tough, tough sport. Yeah, I'm honestly at loss for words. Tuck said, as a person that has seen Eli, the quarterback, but also the man, I'm truly pissed about what has taken place today. No loyalty, 14 years, bullshit. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's going to fight again. Yeah. Anyway, he's got a fucking $100 million. I've got guys who have made less than that, who are lawyers their whole lives and quit working. And fighting is the worst. Try to get up and get punched in the face for a living when you've got $100 million in the bank. Some people don't like being out of the limelight, dude. He said, Connor's a rich kid who is a god in Ireland. That's not the healthiest environment. He's concerned about his antics since the Mayweather fight. Said he's not willing to wait forever for McGregor to make a decision on his future, but wouldn't talk about stripping him of his title yet. He said, at the end of the day, I'm going to run this business with or without anybody. Yeah, yeah. If he wants to fight, if he doesn't, blah, blah, blah. If he wants to fight again, we'll absolutely want him to come back. But if Conor walks away and doesn't fight again, it's part of the game. Right now, we have to figure out, you know, it's not about defend or vacate. We're here on a new deal, working on a deal with him. We've got to work out this new deal. Something, right? I guess we'll see. The Giants have to pay Manning $5 million bonus on the Raw surface on the third day, March 17th. Sign a four-year, $84 million contract before the 2015 season. $67 million in guaranteed money has already been paid to him. Books on base salaries of $10.5 million in 2018, $11.5 million in 2019. Now, there's no way the Giants simply will release Manning, but if they did, they would save about $10 million on the 2018 cap. And have a dead cap expenditure of $12.4 million. He's going to turn 37 on January 3rd. I guess we'll see. Yeah, he thought Peyton never thought he'd leave the Colts. He did. Eli thought he's going to be a Giant forever. Sometimes shit doesn't work out the way you hope it would, right? Sometimes things don't. Yeah, and, oh, Penn State offensive coordinator Joe Moorhead is going to the Mississippi State Bulldogs. 44. He was a coach last season. He actually coached 4 years at Fordham, his alma mater. Took over a 1-10 program at Fordham the next 4 years. That's what they said. It's all about freaking recruiting. That's what it is. So, you know, they've had a prolific offense, but he's had Saquon Barkley. I guess we'll see. Yeah, Dan Mullen seems happy. I think this is going to go, but I think they're going to get rid of McAdoo. Keep going back to the Giants. I think they're going to get rid of McAdoo and Reese. This season's not going to end well. Yeah. And Andy Benoit from MMQB said that, he said Eli's missed some throws this year. He's had a few boneheaded turnovers, of course. He's good for 4 or 5 years. Do his positives still outweigh his negatives? Overwhelmingly. He's played with no wide receivers, top four all got hurt, a suspect offensive line, and without a running game. Best case scenario, replacing him with Geno Smith changes none of this. Worst case scenario, it exacerbates the problems. He'll be in the Ring of Honor one day. But, yeah, I kind of agree with that, yeah. And, you know, Peter King thinks, hey, they're playing for nothing. Peter King said, you got to think of the franchise. Don't think of the person. When the person is gone, the franchise has to keep playing the games. And the best thing for you to do is figure out everything you can about the people to replace the person. The way to do that is to find out what's behind Manning. Well, we know we have Geno Smith. And is Davis Webb, hey, maybe he'll be a Dak Prescott. I don't know, but we shall see. And the Ravens-Texans game, the worst overnight ratings of the season. But come on, Tom Savage versus Joe Flacco? We're expecting anything less? And they're going to hear next week about legalizing gambling in New Jersey, which they should. It would help everything. It would freaking bring a lot of money into the freaking state. Yeah, who knows? And I read a great article by Greg Rosenthal on Frank Gore, who is 49 yards from passing LaDainian Tomlinson for number five all-time rushing. He's still pissed about it. He still remembers the guy who five running backs drafted ahead of him, Ronnie Brown, Cedric Benson, Cadillac Williams, J.J. Arrington, and Eric Shelton. He's still pissed that Cadillac Williams outrushed him that first year. But he has been steady as hell. Started 103 straight games, third most ever by running back. Listen, it's the next closest is 27, shared by Isaiah Cromwell and DeMarco Murray. Guys, he had two ACL surgeries in college. And he came back from that. Also, oldest player last year since John Riggins in 84 to run for 1,000 yards. Consistency is consistent as hell. And he said he'll keep playing. Listen. 10 years with the freaking 49ers, ran for 110 yards in the freaking Super Bowl, lost to the Ravens. First player in history to record 1,200 yards from scrimmage in 11 straight seasons. Only Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith, Curtis Martin, and Barry Sanders have more 1,000-yard campaigns. That's pretty. And listen to this. Listen to quarterbacks. Seven different quarterbacks have handed off to Gore, from Hasselbeck, Ryan Lindley, Josh Freeman, to Jacoby Brissett. So he's gone to, you know, shitty teams. He's playing behind the 29th best run-blocking defensive line, according to Pro Football Focus. He's averaging 3.86 yards per carry in his last six games. And you got a guy, Mac, rookie, who's supposed to take over the workload, but he can't. They said he's not as good at pass protection. And Gore came in, and they said he wasn't good at pass protection. He said he spent the whole summer practicing pass protection. And they said he's a total professional. Total professional. He said, you can't do it forever. Talk about playing football. Once it's gone, it's gone. I don't know how many years I have left, but today I'm here. I'm going to enjoy it. You feel me? That's his favorite saying. And they think he'd be a great coach. He said he would go into scouting. They said, no. We're not sending you on the road. Frank Gore is a beast, man. A freaking beast. And people are actually betting, you know, it's interesting. That non-bettors on average watch 16 NFL games a year, while bettors on average watch almost 40 a year. And NFL owners love that shit. I love this. I saw this meme. Is that what you called? Breaking news, Crabtree is expected to sign with the Bills next offseason, where the chains never move. I thought that was great, where the chains never move. And then official Kane Fitzgerald said about LeBron, he turned and threw an air punch directly at me, then he aggressively charged at me and used vulgarity in my ear a couple of times. Really? An air punch? Did he really? Hey, Clay Helton for USC. First USC coach to post consecutive 10-win campaigns in the first two full seasons. Good for you, dude. Good for you. I still think they're meh. And Buster Screen last week, second highest ranked cornerback per PFF, Pro Football Focus. Only behind Casey Hayward of San Diego. I love this picture of the Grey Cup with the snow. Love it. Nine straight wins last night. Cavs. Knicks were blowing them out. Yeah. Kevin Love had 32 of his 38 in the first half. God bless him. UConn women beat Nevada yesterday by 31. Matt Lauer, done. Inappropriate sexual behavior. Suppose he showed his penis to one woman in his office, and he had a game he played, which anchor he'd bang in. It was called, it was something like, it was something crazy. Yeah, Francesca said, that's not going to stand in this town, because these guys have watched Eli Manning. They've watched him long before they ever heard your name, and they'll remember his long after they forget yours. Toronto Football Club advances to second straight MLS Cup final. Josie Altidore's goal in a 1-0 win over the Crew, who are supposedly leaving Columbus, which fans are not happy about. Ben McAdon. John Heyman, thank you. I love that one. John Macadon. I did a put up a video today. Oh, Margot Robbie said she talked to, she's doing the movie about Tonya Harding. She said, do a lot of sit-ups. Just do sit-ups. She said, do a lot of sit-ups. I have no interest in seeing that movie. I feel like I don't need to see it. Just, eh. Kevin Durant gave LaMelo some advice saying that he needs to work in a more structured system. He can hit all the shots, but he needs to be in a more structured system. He said he need to keep learning the game. Well, I don't know. He's only going to play AAU. His father took him out of the high school because he didn't like the coach. Yeah, I don't know. And Peter King brought an interesting point about the Giants. As Bo Schembechler once said, and as the brother Harbaughs have repeated time and again, when asked about motivation for this move or that move, the reason is the team. And yeah. I just don't know if this really helps the team right now. I just don't know. Find out what's behind Manning. I don't know. And they're thinking that they should wait to start Webb against December 10th against the beat-up Dallas team. Yeah, I guess we'll see. And they said Eli has, you know, lives in Jersey. His kids are in school there. I guess, you know, that it's don't jump to say he's gone. I guess we'll see what happens. 2 years left, $22 million. $10 million in roster bonuses, $1 million in workout bonuses. Said it's going to be hard to trade him. But I think if he wants to go, he'll go. He'll figure something out. You know, it's still fresh, baby. It's still really fresh. It's really fresh. And I definitely don't, I'd be shocked if they keep the GM, Reese, and Macadon. They keep them. And they said the Bills, you know, make the playoffs, they said this year. Making the playoffs at 8-8 or 9-7, one of the worst years the AFC has had in a long time, should not be much of a positive sign. Yeah, it is. They made the playoffs in forever. I still think you make the playoffs, it's a good thing. No, I disagree. I said they make the playoffs. Got a trivia question for today. I love this picture of McCown and Peppers exchanging jersey. The last two, them and Dwight Freeney, the only three from the 2002 draft still playing in the NFL. And Navy got these cool, for the Army-Navy game, they were going to wear Blue Angels-inspired uniforms. They're freaking cool, man. I can't even dignify that. Devontae Freeman clears concussion protocol and will return to practice today. ESPN dropped 150... employees, and also another team with the using the sleep study. Which team is this? I read this in Sport Illustrated today. Yeah, Dr. Winters is working with Dr. Chris Winter. He's an MD at the Charlottesville Neurology and Sleep Medicine Center in Charlottesville, Virginia. He consults with the Indians, Padres, and Pirates, as well as a half a dozen NFL, NBA, and NHL teams. They believe in it. Winter said a very interesting, this is why I got the auto. Athletes usually practice the opposite. Let's go 0 to 60 in 5.8 seconds. But when the game is over, what are you doing to go from... to go 60 to zero. And that is the point. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. To get, because I'll tell you, you can't do that shit forever. Yeah. Garrison Keillor. Gotta love it. Alleged improper. Yeah. And supposedly the Marlins are trying to get Giancarlo Stanton's contract. They're trying to get rid of him. They're saying if we keep you, we have to get rid of a bunch of players. And has said he doesn't want to be part of the rebuild. And Derek Jeter said he has to reduce payroll, you know, preferably getting rid of Stanton. And I think if he stays, that they'll make life miserable for him. Which I'm like, dude, what, you know? I know they have to. Hey, Knicks only won by 31. Ryan has to be ecstatic. Knicks 11-10. Gumbo Chef loves when I give scores. And if they keep him, they're going to get rid of a bunch of other players. I guess we'll see what happens. That's going to go on for, yeah, they're going to get rid of him. That is not going to go well. Bob Papa, NFL, and I just took a break from our radio show to grab a cup of coffee. This is David Deal, Tweeted Wednesday. This is the only two Giants playing in the cafeteria. It was Eli sitting next to Davis Webb, mentoring him. I mean, that's crazy, right? Yeah, because that's the way he is, man. You know, he's a professional. He's not going to do that shit. We'll see how this all, this can be very interesting. Very. Yeah, and CBS chairman said they'd hire Eli Manning, says they'd hired Eli Manning in a second if he wanted to do TV. Yeah, I don't think that's what he wants to do. I don't think that's the route he wants to go. And Mayweather's mansion, $26 million Beverly Hills mansion, had more than 10,000 stolen by burglars. Congratulations, Bradley Chubb, ACC Defensive Player of the Year out of NC State, said he's going to go high in the draft. He's going to be a top 10 pick. Bosch won't rule out a comeback. Also, will consider front office roles. Guess we say, yeah. Matt Lauer. Yeah. Oregon State's going to hire Washington co-offensive coordinator and Beaver alum Jonathan Smith as the new head coach. That's a job that's going to be tough. And hey, Jameis Winston is going to start Sunday versus the Packers after missing the last three games. Ryan Fitzpatrick back to the bench. Oh, and I heard also that the NFL is trying to get them to give up the hold the all of the boycotting the anthem by they would commit nearly $100 million to various charities to focus on social justice and causes important to African American communities. Players would be expected to kick in $250,000 per team per year at the local level. But they feel a lot of the group led by Malcolm Jenkins who and Anquan Boldin retired. A couple of other guys, Eric Reed and Miami Dolphins safety Michael Thomas, are you know, withdrawing from the group. They feel that it's Malcolm Jenkins is basically it's he's taking the front and center and not everybody agrees with what he's saying. Also that they another thing they talked about was consider not having the teams on the field next season during the anthem as another option to mitigate the backlash against the protest. I think this is a step in the right direction. I just don't know if this is the step. And it's Cantor at 22 tonight for the... Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good talking point to start. I just don't... I think it's something to work from and go from there. But keep him in the locker room? Come on. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go over. Oh, ESPN, no prominent people. They launched a Snapchat version of SportsCenter. And in 2018, we'll open a new New York City studio. We'll be home for a new morning show with Mike with Greeny. And an afternoon opinion show. They'll also begin selling ESPN Plus, a streaming subscription that it hopes will attract those who do not currently subscribe to cable. I guess we'll see how that turns out. And Snapper Jones passed away. I used to like him on TV, calling basketball games. What was he, 75? Died Saturday in Houston, he was 75. Miss you, Snapper Jones. Jimmy Vaccaro, works at one of the, at the Vegas' South Point Casino, said more betting on used to be that for every 37 betting attraction for gamblers in Nevada, he said nearly 37% of dollars wagered are in college and pro football. But he says now it used to be 4-1 for NFL to college, and now college is catching up, which makes sense. I mean, there's more games to bet on in college than there is on pro, and there's more, yeah. Also, 50 games you can bet on, games spread out Tuesday through Saturday. Bigger menu, yeah. Also, now you can bet on apps on your cell phone. Games are more enjoyable. He said last week's game between Central Florida and South Florida, 49-42, three touchdowns were scored in the final 53 seconds. And Central Florida remained undefeated 11-0, but did not cover. It was giving 11 points. People like that shit. Yeah, he said nearly $4 on the NFL for every buck in college game, but now it's no longer the case. He said there's more insanity, which is good for everyone. He thinks the NFL will continue to cede ground. Basketball now accounts for more than 31% of sports wagering in Nevada, and baseball 23%, according to state figures. And even soccer. I didn't think it's soccer. They bet on soccer. Yeah, because there's more games televised and being streamed. Like college sports bettors, those betting on soccer are tribal in their devotion to their teams. And just interesting, you know, all this stuff, yeah. Yeah. Hey, former UNC basketball player Jeff Lebo resigns from East Carolina, 116 and 122 at ECU. Yeah, oh, Matt Lauer, that's what I was trying to say. He allegedly asked female producers about who they'd have sex with and named co-hosts he'd like to sleep with during a game called Fuck, Marry, or Kill. Matt Lauer just gets, oh, there's going to be more stuff coming out. And Tyron Woodley decides to have surgery on shoulder after potential Nate Diaz fight falls apart. He's going to be up 4+ months, they said. And the franchise did not play tonight. Thank God Porzingis is okay. Yeah. Kim Jong-un. Yeah, I thought that was Lane Kiffin. You know, you're a wise ass, but that was pretty funny. The sign was Big Blue, Shame on You. Yeah, that one I like. Yeah, that's a good one. A shit show, man. A shit show. Giants, just ugly, man. Ugly, ugly, ugly. Yeah, I can't believe Herm Edwards with the ASU president's approval. Yeah. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right. Now, trivia question. Yeah, wow. JD, you know, I've realized I've been doing a lot of freaking talking the last couple days. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff on my mind. Ryan has to be ecstatic. They got the win.
Liberty Mutual.
We got a little technical difficulty. We're back. Here we are. All right, trivia question from last show. Who has the most catches in NFL history in his first three seasons? It wasn't OBJ. Dolphins' Jarvis Landry with 288 catches his first three seasons. Also, tonight's trivia question. Longest consecutive winning record for an NFL. What NFL franchise had the most consecutive winning seasons? What NFL franchise most consecutive winning seasons? All right, Knicks, big win. Now they're off 3 days. Unicorn can get some healing. UNC won. Luke May, I love you. Giants, it's a shit show. We'll see how this ends up. Can't wait. That is must-see television on Sunday. Must-see television. After you lost tonight, can they come back? I don't know. Hey, I'm still trying to get a job doing some play-by-play for the FDU Devils D3 team on the former Madison campus. We'll see if it happens. I need to go to bed. I'm off tomorrow. I'm getting some sleep. South Park. Can't wait. So happy. Have a great night. Peace out. Love you all.